I don't get the bloodlust anymore. You know what I mean? When I was over here last week, that you guys just christened a new Trident nuclear submarine, didn't you? Trident nuclear submarine. Let me ask you a quick question. Who the fuck is there left to fight? Have I not been reading the papers for that team? The Cold War? There's no one left on the planet to fight. Unless we saw the weapons first. Then we have to go find them. That's what I hated about Bush, is find out he's been selling Iraq weapons since 86, right? Fucking cocksucker, man. He's a Hitler. He's a Hitler. We'll put it on him! I wondered about that during the Persian Gulf when those intelligence reports would come in. Oh, they've got incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do you know?
We told them.
And as soon as that check clears, we're going in. Time to bank open. 8 a.m.? We're going in at 9. God and country and freedom. Luckily, we sold them all the shitty weapons. Well, if I was Saddam Hussein, I'd make my next jihad getting my money back for those fucking scuds. I'd drop all the religious wars for an instant and go to that scud dealer.
Excuse me, sir. Can I end up because of you? I need a weapon I can aim.
You didn't specify, no? I just assumed that all weapons could be aimed. Yeah, we know something, don't we? We've all learned something here. Hey, you think about it, a scud is a perfect weapon for Hussein, because, you know, it doesn't matter where it goes if you hate everyone. Let that mother fly. Good shot, we hated him. It's just hard to have an offensive, but. Yeah, the Persian Gulf distraction. That's what it was. It wasn't a war. A war is when two armies are fighting, so, technically. Two armies are fighting. Okay. Let's get to the dick jokes. I can read a crowd like a fucking bull. The crowd's going out best going to try and be political. Wait a minute when it gets to the cunnilingus sketch. But my point is this. I'm doing the act. Fuck you.
You will not direct me.
Who do you think you are, a test audience? The point is, the news. I don't know how it was over here with the States. They made it very ominous. And we know now, for a fact, that at no point could Iraq ever have been, by any stretch of our imaginations, a threat to anybody. But that wasn't the way it was on the news, was it? Remember how it started to get talking about the elite Republican Guard in these hushed tones, like these guys were the bogeyman or something? Yeah, we're doing well now, but we have yet to face the elite Republican Guard. Like these guys were 12 feet tall. Desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Continuous carpet bombing and not one reaction at all from them, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite. And after another month of bombing and not one reaction at all, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed your fireworks show. It was so pretty, and it took our mind off of domestic issues.
Of little America.
Did you hear some of those Americans going, hey man, war made us feel better about ourselves? How bad is your self-esteem? You're a fucking world. Jesus Christ. can I recommend reading a book and taking a walk at sunset? I feel a little bit better. I don't feel like killing people with that. I don't know what it is. I say, burns your toe. People, it's just bullshit. People going, hey, Iraq has the fourth largest army in the world. Maybe, but after the first three largest armies, there's been a real big fucking drama. The Hare Krishnas are the fifth largest army. And they've already got our airports. So, who is the greater threat here? My vote is on Scallion Head in Terminal C.
Excuse me, sir, are you busy?
At the airport? No, I'm just hanging. I have to come here to relax, chill, find an inner peace.
Let me tell the Boeing 747 to hold their fucking horses. You and I, Jack.
How do they pick the fucking airport? Pick a bathroom. Okay, I'm not busy.
Sir, do you know that God loves you?
Yeah, I know. I was wondering what he thought of you. Does he know you look like an onion? You think God would be proud of you? Anyway, very civilized here. I like it a lot.